I'm Jane Weaver, health editor of MSNBC.com, and I'm here with Mark Lehner and Dr. Billy Goldberg. They're the authors of the books Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex and Why Do Men Have Nipples at an Airport Near You. We get frequent questions about various kinds of infections or non-life-threatening problems from our listeners, and so we decided we'd do something a little different this time to try to address as many of those questions as we can in one shot. And this is our question for today. What are the 5 most annoying infections that won't kill you?
I actually think this is going to end up being an ongoing discussion. We're probably going to come back to this a lot. I actually wanted to talk with my colleagues about this topic, because I'm sure people have very interesting ideas on this. I'd like to say, to start with, that anything can really kill you. Even annoying things, you know, can lead people to suicide, or you can get complications from very simple things. So it's certainly no absolute. And I'm going to mention some diseases that I thought of that potentially could be deadly, but most often aren't. But Jane, apparently you have a list. You were going to, you know...
We would love to hear your list, because, this is like a Rorschach or something. I mean, a list of annoying infections reveals so much about a person. So we would like to hear yours, because you're an inscrutable sphinx-like woman. And I think to most of the people that enjoy our show, anything that could tear open a chasm in the psyche of Jane Weaver would be greatly appreciated. So, Jane, number one?
Yeast.
Yeast.
2.
Athlete's foot.
Good. Mark, actually, that's on Mark's list. Crotch rot, which he asked me before what it is.
Crotch
rot.
And
that's it. Tinea cruris. So tinea pedis is athlete's foot. Can be really annoying.
And, one that could potentially kill you, but that I think many women would identify with, it's considered minor, at least in the beginning, would be bladder.
Yes, you just throw out an organ, bladder?
Bladder infection. Cystitis.
You notice how Jane just uses one, it's like Cher, it's just one
Sting.
Word. Yeast. Bladder.
Because I'm sure many of our listeners have suffered these.
She's so succinct. Bladder.
Okay, what else? Come on, Jane.
You got
we're
2
up to
more?
3.
Those were my top 3.
All right. Let's talk about yeast. Let's talk about you and me.
So, Lehner, what about your list? Do you have any things on there? I ruined your
I would say jock itch and crotch rot was something I remember being perplexed about and embarrassed about. And there was just an epidemic of it in my dorm, the first floor of my dorm building at Brandeis. Maybe Brandeis is the hotbed of crotch rot. I don't know.
Why do I have a hard time believing that?
I have a feeling not.
Can I throw some out there?
I will hand it over to the doctor himself. An infection I had that drove me absolutely crazy, and I live in mortal fear of ever getting it again, is pink eye.
Yes,
you wake up and your eyes seem sort of stuck together a little bit, and you go and look at yourself and you just get this chill in your body because it's so awful. And I had a case of it that I was told it was one of the most serious cases of pink eye this ophthalmologist had ever seen. I was producing like gallons of pudding out of my eyes. It was horrible.
Pink eye is normally pretty benign. It's usually viral, and we give people antibiotic drops for it, but they usually don't do anything.
How do most people get pink eye? From
it's
other
contagious,
people? Or can
it's
you just
viral.
Get it? Someone told me you can get it in a hotel, or you can get it from
I had a case of pink eye when I was an intern. My first rotation in internship was pediatrics, and you get sick all the time from kids. And I actually, it was one of those all-night calls. Mm-hmm. And I fell asleep for about a half hour on a table in the conference room. And I woke up with my eyes stuck together. And it was all downhill from there.
That's a particularly gruesome and annoying